When do you work? We're supposed to come at what? You come at 8 or 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. How long? Work till. We work 7 days a week.
His own baby didn't know him.
We work 16, 18 hours a day at times. Sundays, two hours of Thanksgiving, all day New Year's Day. I tell you, and Sundays, I tell you, you don't realize what havoc it was. And if they ever turned around when we have a recession or a depression, you ain't seen nothing. These youngsters who drive these automobiles, for instance, come to the 7-Eleven store, come down here for a pack of cigarettes or this or that, you know. Instead of walking, you know, our day we walked a lot. Because the people didn't have them, and the salaries weren't there. Shoot, 20 cents an hour for some of this labor at the warehouse, hot as the devil, working in galvanized sheds. And stacking cotton cordwood style, I mean. It was murder that people took advantage of those poor devils. But they laugh when they say, when you tell them how you worked when you're younger, but...
Well, a good dose of that might straighten a lot of people out.
Yes, but it's a trouble that those who have conserved are going to be robbed and things taken away from them. They don't know how to spell economy. They don't know how to spell economy. May put a Z or an S in economy for the first letter. I'm telling you, people don't realize what it was.
I used to always tell him, cut down, I don't care, but if you can just keep your job, I can cut with them, you know. It's just one of those things.
But I had three jobs in the same organization. Tell you, I don't want to go through it again. And I'm trying to put something away so we don't have to go in the bread line.
Tell him how old you were when you quit work. Tell him how old you were when you retired. How old were you when you retired?
55.
Really? We took an early retirement.
Children out of school. What? The condition wasn't any better. Working daylight. But they were, you know, when I left, then they started paying them overtime.
Of course, my kids both went off to college and got a good education. So it didn't hurt anything, but...
You must enjoy your retirement.
Huh?
You must enjoy your retirement.
I have.
My little boy next door said, I want to be like...
Every individual that I ran with when I was working and for a living, all dead.
He thinks I kept him alive.
I see.
So retire young, honey, when
you get to work yourself.
I also give my love, and I was able to go out to my brother's there on this ranch. The wife was didn't object. She was kind enough to let me go. I'd go out there in the open. Practically all day, sleeping 9 hours at night, no telephone. I used to handle 75, 80 calls a day. I had charge of all the deliveries of the cotton. We used to deliver 10,000 bales a day by trailer and tractors and boxcars, trucks.
You were telling me about your experience out of the range.
Well, it's true, but there I was drinking real water, eating good substantial food, working outside, away from phone calls such as that. Tell you, I give that a lot to my credit in living. Substantial food. I never did eat a lot of... I did drink quite a bit with youngsters when I was coming up. Bootleg whiskey and beer and that bathtub gin. But fortunately, I drank milk, you see. I didn't drink coffee. They had a coffee place out there. I didn't drink coffee. I thought that was an oddball. Because I didn't, every time work came in, I didn't run into the coffee shop like I had a helper. Every time work would come in with the mail, he'd go on the coffee shop. Anyway, I'm still
there. A lot of kids are growing up eating this junk food, you know,
yeah,
the fast foods, the quick frozen stuff, you know.
A lot of them don't eat breakfast. They don't eat dinner. They don't eat supper.
I don't eat any breakfast. I just have a piece of toast.
But anyway, I'm lucky that I'm still living. 79 isn't bad.
You sure don't look 79.
Well, I pay the preacher occasionally.
Oh my goodness. Did you say that you were older than your husband?
I'm 82.
You're 82. Well, you don't look 82.
Uh-oh, there you go. I got to live with that woman. Don't compliment her.
Well,
don't say I don't act it, though. I always said, I don't mind them telling me I don't look my age, but I don't want them to tell me I don't act it. I don't want to be a kidding old woman. Cut that off. You know, use my mind.
Now, all I can do is give you the front part.